It was raining outside of the Sitka field office when I met with State Park Specialist Nick True back in early November on his last work day of the season.
I'm not even sure how to describe my office. The office is a very small part of what I do.
Dry and warm, but somewhat clinical, with bright fluorescent lights and a few historical posters, it's not giving off that lived-in feeling. True's office is really outside, working on trails, fixing picnic tables, and mowing lawns at one of Sitka's 7 state parks.
I just turned in a grant. I also cleaned an outhouse the same day.
But maybe there's another reason True's office isn't very homey. He's only been back in this position for 1.5 seasons, because from 2015 to 2018, Sitka's state parks were closed. Why? Budget cuts. Preston Cruz is the superintendent for state parks in Southeast.
Services were discontinued and the staffing was pulled out. And basically, the decision was made by the management at the time that that was the best way to save money and deal with our shortcomings.
Sitka's state parks went unmanaged for almost exactly 3 years. During that time, the National Park Service cared for the Castle Hill site, but some other state park facilities were managed and cleaned by volunteers. Sitkins even established a Facebook group as a way to manage reservations at the Halibut Point Rec area. When Superintendent Cruz took his position a couple of years ago, he saw an opportunity to start managing Sitka's parks again without increasing the budget. A Juno position became available, and Cruz pushed to get that position moved to Sitka. And halfway through the summer of 2018, Specialist True was back at his old job, albeit with a bit more work, hauling off trash left behind, painting and repairing picnic tables and shelters, and clearing back 3 years' worth of overgrown brush.
When I was here before, it was almost a turnkey situation. I opened the office door, and everything was ready to go. Coming back, it was almost like reopening a new park.
Cruz says places like Sitka and Valdez saw cuts to services in 2015 because there was a big gap between how much it costs to run their parks and the small revenue streams they were taking in compared to other state parks.
Most of the rest of the state has a $5 day use fee, or the equivalent, you know, is the $50 annual decal. And Southeast hasn't had that program in place.
Until now. Cruz says starting up Sitka Park Management again means implementing day use fees. The process has been delayed. First, they announced day use fees for part of the 2018 season, then again in 2019. But Cruz says this time it's really happening, January 1st, 2020. Day passes will cost $5 or $50 for a decal for the full year, which park users can stick to their car windshields. True and possibly another part-time staffer will enforce the permitting and issue warnings. But right now, Cruz says that True's contract is only 7 months out of the year, beginning in April.
So, yeah, the goal is to get Nick's position back up to being a year-round position like it used to be before the 2015 close down.
Cruz says a $5 day use fee at Totem Bite Park in Ketchikan has made a difference for that park's operations, and they're planning to institute a similar plan in Haines next year, then in Juneau. He's really hopeful that Sitkins will buy the annual decal, and soon, because the cost is bumped up to $60 once the new year starts.
And they're great stocking stuffers, too. People can use them, you know, for gifts for other family members or friends, but it is a really good indicator that the community supports the parks and, you know, wants to see improvement and more staff or a year-round staff position.
Cruz says he can't guarantee True's position will ever go back to full-time, even if the new park passes are a success. Rather, True's future rides on decisions with the administration. Cruz hopes state parks funding stays about the same for next year. They'll know soon. Governor Mike Dunleavy will release next year's budget by December 15th. Back in the Sitka field office, as True prepared to leave for the winter, he said there are highs and lows to every job, even this one.
Every job out there has something that you don't like. The best job out there has something that somebody doesn't enjoy. You know, cleaning an outhouse isn't necessarily fun. It's not the highlight of my day. but it's a very small part of what I do. Every day there's something new.
And when he gets back to the site in April, he'll have to play a bit of catch-up, cleaning up the requisite 5 months worth of overgrown brush, pumping out a couple of outhouses, and making sure Sitkins have their state parks decals on their windshields. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.